Like a dog without a bone, an actor out alone. Riders on the Storm.
Doors classic, Riders on the Storm. So just so you know, there is a theme for today's show, and that is the difference between two presidents, before I get to the great Curtis Sliwa. The guy that's the president right now, in many people's opinions, including mine, the worst president in the history of this country. Worse than the guy O'Reilly keeps bringing up. I forgot his name. I don't care. The Civil War guy. He's the worst, Biden. The worst. So he's going to be in New York today. Oh, isn't that nice? He must be going to Jonathan Diller's wake, right? No. He's going to be at Radio City Music Hall with this collection of losers. Barack Obama, Bill Clinton, Fat Lizzo, Stephen Colbert. Just horrible.
Queen Latifah.
Queen Latifah. They're all going to be at Radio City. And I saw the pro-Palestinians put out a flyer, and they've got the eyes of the three presidents, Clinton, Obama, and Biden, blacked out. They've got plumes of smoke like a bomb explosion behind them, and they're asking these animals to go out there today and make that Radio City Music Hall experience a bad one. And I hate the pro-Palestinians. I hate them. They're not doing anything good. This is not a First Amendment deal. They are, in my opinion, criminals, haters, defending murder. But with that said, if they can F up one event and only one, make it happen today. Make it happen. Make Biden, Obama, Clinton, make them all miserable. I'm actually rooting for them today. That's how much I hate them. So Biden is here in New York, but he's going to a fundraiser. My friend, President Donald Trump, he's also coming to New York. You know where he's going? He's going to slain officer Jonathan Diller's wake. You see the difference, folks? I said it a lot in the 6 o'clock hour. I'm going to say it all morning long. President Biden in New York at a fundraiser with a bunch of losers. President Trump in New York for the slain police officer's wake. Are we even debating at this point who's the better choice? I'm not going to go into the politics around the world, in this country, the economy. None of that. Nah. A Democrat Party that hates Jews, hates police. None of that. Just today alone. Just look at their priorities. One guy raising money. One guy there for a dead police officer. That's all you need to know. Curtis Sliwa is a great guy. And he's got heart, like Trump. Because I can tell you this. The man who gets big ratings doing the Rip and Weed noon to one every weekday afternoon. Big ratings hosting weekend overnights and does a tremendous job. Not good, tremendous. With me every morning. You know where he was last night, like Trump? He was at that candlelight vigil. Brady Park, Massapequa Park, with my friends Peter King, Bruce Blakeman, and thousands of others. Because he cares. So with that said, here he is, the icon, the legend, Mr. Garden Angel himself, Curtis Sliwa. By the way, Curtis, happy Holy Thursday.
Yeah, we're going to get to that momentarily.
Oh, don't you start now. I know tomorrow's Good Friday,
well,
Sunday's Easter Sunday.
Let's just get
oh, hold on. I used to go to Doria's Restaurant, thank you, in Hallandale every Easter Sunday with the great
okay.
Iovine.
But I do not want you saying this anytime tomorrow.
Jesus Christ! What?
We will have flashbacks. Yeah. Hide, Jews hide tomorrow.
Yeah.
From us who have flashbacks yeah. to watching Mel Gibson's, you know, Passion of the Christ,
God.
Where we blame you guys for crucifying Jesus Christ.
I told you this yesterday. I made a speech for Bernard Saturday night in front of the Long Beach Catholic School, all nuns and priests. And it took me three words to say the F word, which I had to apologize for. So I'm apologizing now. But when I screamed that yesterday, it was because I was angry at the mayor. So I figured you were going to give me a mulligan. No mulligan?
No.
Holy
I'm telling
week, no
look,
good?
I'm angry at the mayor, too, because on my birthday, as you aptly pointed out, I went up to 125th Street where that poor soul was pushed in front of a train. Well, the mayor was telling us it's perception, it's recidivism, random acts of violence, crime is down. He even admitted there were six cops at that station, and they still weren't able to do anything because he just doesn't get it. He's got to look into the eyes of the cops, Sid. I'm going to get into it momentarily because I was at another situation late last night when I was coming home from Brady Park in Massapequa Park. Oh, great town. Those towns out there, magnificent. I'm going to get to that. I'm going to explain why we're losing this war. All you got to do is look in the eyes of our cops here in NYPD. As I looked into the eyes of the cops from Nassau County yesterday, led by their Commissioner Ryder, their County Executive Bruce Blakeman, and in many references, the ghost of Nassau County, but he's alive and well, Peter King. I got there early. I took the Long Island Railroad, as I told Brian Kilmeade I would, on his show yesterday, because he takes the Long Island Railroad all the time.
Every day.
All the time.
He lives right there in Massapequa Park.
So Peter King was there early, meeting and greeting a lot of parents who had buried their children, and their children were cops. He knew them all. He knew what precincts in the city. I mean, Peter King was there, and let's just say he was there to meet and greet all those parents who had come there to grieve the loss of Jonathan Diller, as many had come to grieve the loss of their sons years past. I was really moved by Peter King. I was moved by the ceremony. It wasn't overdone, as I've been in many police officers' funerals and commemorations, which all the politicians, they get up on the stage and they grandstand. And, you know. Way too much.
I remember when I went to St. Patrick's Cathedral, and I sat with the late, great Joe Esposito.
Yeah.
When Moya and Rivera were gunned down by another crazy African-American guy in Harlem. And they all spoke. And I remember the only one that touched me, ironically, was Keyshawn Sewell, the former police commissioner. The governor went on too long. The mayor was okay. But for the most part, yeah, keep it short, man. Unless you know the person.
Look, it was actually good that Gabarino and D'Esposito were in Rome, having visited the Pope, because they weren't there to speak. So it was really Bruce Blakeman, short, sweet, to the point, very noble, I might add. The crowd was taken by his words. There were a few others, and then, as you mentioned, the brother-in-law of Jonathan Diller.
Oh, that was tough.
You let the family speak at these events, not the politicians.
That's right. In fact, the Esposito service at St. Patrick's, his daughter spoke, and that was very tough to watch.
Police Commissioner Ryder, who exudes strength. But again, at this ceremony, bringing together Nassau County, bringing together Massapequa Park, pro-cop, many of them who had grown up with us, they left Brooklyn and Queens. They were our neighbors, Sid. They fled the city. They're crying about what's happening in our city. And I must tell you, there was a gentleman who showed up with a cane, a guy named Vinny Farrell from the Irish Riviera. Doesn't live far from you. Has as many sons as the Sullivan brothers, seven sons. He brings me a jersey. Peter King had already left to the podium. He would have liked this. From Brooklyn Prep. I got kicked out of there by the Jesuits. Peter King graduated. When I was on the football team, number 84, he was the fullback. He was the middle linebacker. I was the flanker. I was the outside linebacker. And we reminisced, and he just said, I had to come out here. He has a cane now. You know, it reminds me how we're all getting older. Even the loss of Joe Lieberman, a fall took his life. He's 82. A fall.
Yeah.
This happens so often with our elderly.
Oh, Biden falls all the time.
All the time.
Yeah. One wall wouldn't hurt.
It reminded me when I was playing football that we could look in the eyes of our adversaries. When we played Poly Prep, your school.
Yeah, we kicked their ass.
Every time. Monsignor Frau, when we played them in Staten Island, we knew we were going to lose. You could look in the eyes of your adversaries and then look at the eyes of your fellow teammates and know you had no chance that day. That's the feeling I had last night when I was returning. I ended up taking the train from 34th Street Penn Station that was delayed because there was a stabbing and a robbery at 59th Street Columbus Circle.
Is that right?
When I got there, there was blood everywhere, cops everywhere.
You saw the blood?
I sent a video to you. I sent a video to...
I didn't see it.
Or I sent it to you. I sent it to our friend out there, Noam Layden, who forgot that I actually went and spoke up for him with management when you wanted him fired. And I
no,
actually...
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
You were right there with me.
No,
Bernie.
I wasn't. No, I wasn't. And Noam knows that. I was the only one who went in there to save Noam Layden. You Am I what? Right or wrong, Noam?
You may have. That's because, right. Because Julian Huddy ended up working with you, so...
And I did you a solid because you guys weren't getting along with him.
I know, that's right.
It served you right that you got her, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyway...
So, what did the guy die?
I don't know. They got away.
No, the guy who got stabbed.
No, no, no. This is what I'm saying. I'm there. I'm going crazy that they got like 20 cops there because District 1 is right upstairs. It's right in the video. I'm told, are you got, where, the, what happened? Guy got stabbed. They were arguing over money, broken bottle, stabs the other guy. They got away. And I looked into the eyes of the cops, and these are good cops, Sid. But you can see they've given up. They don't have that in them, like I saw in Nassau County. I saw those cops, proud, you know, yeah, we're cops. And I see our cops almost like because their politicians have abandoned them. You just look in their eyes.
That's why you got to love Vincent Vallelong, again, the SBA president, who's going to join me coming up right after Bruce Blakeman. We got Blakeman coming up at 7:45, then Vallelong at 8:15. When he comes out yesterday, it's in today's New York Post. You'll love this, Curtis. And he says, hey, Adrian Adams. Hey, Jermoni Williams, Justin Brannon, all you city council folks that are okay defunding the cops, all you folks that act as if you care, do us a favor, don't come.
And not only that, let me add on to that. These are the same people who demand that the cops have to live in the city, even though it's unaffordable. Oh, so Jonathan Diller is not a hero because he chose to raise his family in Massapequa Park, which is a cop-friendly community? I was out there last night, thousands. They love WABC. They love you, Sid. They love us. We're part of their family. I felt so good at a time of tragedy. My tooth came out. I got to go to Dr. Gordon today. I got an abscess tooth. I didn't even feel that pain. But what they kept mentioning as I made the rounds, Todd Kominsky did this. Bernard McGurk every day until he died when he could come on with you said, we gotta unelect Todd Kominsky, our own guy, who was the author of bail reform, no cash bail, and then...
My concern is a vibrant city.
I don't know where that came from.
Yeah.
And then they savaged Andrew Evil Eyes Cuomo.
They did?
Savaged him. I want you to hear from 2019. I hope he has it.
In America, you are still innocent until proven guilty. And that's whether you're black or white. That's whether you're rich or poor. We're going to end the cash bail system once and for all. We're going to do it in New York. And we're going to do it this year.
And they did.
See, what's funny about you is, that's why I love you, you're running for mayor again.
Yes.
And you're the obvious choice, just like Trump is, okay? But you've come to the realization, which I keep trying to drill into your head, that you're not going to be going up against Eric Adams because he's not going to win. The guy you're going up against is Cuomo. So all of a sudden, the last couple of weeks, I noticed that there's more and more anti-Cuomo sound because I think now you have come to the realization that Cuomo is going to destroy Adams. And you have to beat Andrew Cuomo to be the next mayor.
I welcome that battle. He is the author of No Cash Bail. Jonathan Diller's blood is on the hands of Andrew Cuomo. He's never apologized for that.
Agreed.
Congestion pricing, he goes, yeah, I'm the author of that, but not now. Why doesn't he address that? Why do we let him come on WABC all the time? The author of No Cash Bail. Everybody rails about it. No cash bail. No cash bail.
When he comes on, he's going to say this. And all I'm doing is delivering the message. Don't get mad at me. He's going to say that he wanted in No Cash Bail the judges, he wanted the judges to have discretion. And they took that away from him. That wasn't his choice. And if he wasn't removed when he was ready to fight.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, fight.
I'm just telling
you. In a paper bag, right? Fight himself out of it. This sanctimonious hypocrite. Two names resonated in that crowd. Their own son, Todd Kominsky,
yeah,
who was the Judas. Hate to mention that, you know, right before Good Friday.
Yeah,
you know,
I mean, come on.
Tonight was the Last Supper, right? Last yeah. Supper. Judas, traitor of Todd Kominsky, their traitor, and Andrew Evil Eyes Cuomo. Now, this is a solemn occasion, and people are coming up to me and look, saying, this is the reason
okay,
for all
and
this.
And I'm okay with all of that, but the truth is, Todd Kominsky didn't win, okay? Laura Corin lost to Bruce Blakeman, set to join me in 20 minutes. And Andrew Cuomo has been out of office for years. So while they're both guilty, 100% guilty, what about these assholes in charge now? What about Carl Heastie? What about Andrea Stewart Cousins? What about the governor, Kathy Hochul? What about, to a certain extent, the mayor who calls out the nonsense, doesn't call out the people?
Let's be real. You couldn't identify them in a police lineup, Carl Heastie and Stewart Cousins. Nobody knows them. Everybody knows Cuomo. Everybody knows the power he has.
But he's not making any decisions right now.
Why doesn't he apologize now? Why doesn't he say that was a failure?
Let's say Andrew Cuomo comes out and apologizes. That doesn't change a legislature.
No, but it also signals to everybody to join him. Remember, he signed. The crowd applauded Sid. What is wrong with you? They were applauding the death of cops. Because that's what it's led to.
I got it, but he's not in any position of authority anymore.
Oh, he's not, really?
No. Wait, you're telling me that Andrew Cuomo right now can change the laws?
Oh, my God, isn't he ahead in the polls against Eric Adams? You're the one touting him as possibly being the next mayor.
You're the one who told me he was ahead in the polls. I didn't know that.
I understand that. Yes. I did the poll. I'm the one who has created this. But I'm telling you this, if he comes on with you, that better be the first question out of your box, or I will not come on anymore in the morning. I'm telling you all here at WABC, I am so pissed after what I went through last night at the commemoration, the candlelight ceremony. We have to track where this happened. And I beat up Eric Adams every night, every day. As I stood at 59th Street, Columbus Circle, the cops had the look in their faces, these brave men and women, that they've lost the war. Because where was Eric Adams on the night of my birthday, March 26th, while I was at 125th and Lex? He was with Shakira. Shakira in Times Square. What the hell are you doing, nightlife mayor? Thank God Eddie Caban was there last night to represent the NYPD. He was solemn. I could see the tears welling up in his eyes as he stood on the stage. But Bruce Blakeman was magnificent. You know, I've had my ups and downs with Bruce. He was so strong, so understanding. I love Massapequa Park, Nassau County. They came out in force. These WABC listeners, pro-America, pro-cop, patriotic. And then we have Joe Biden coming in today, tying up traffic. He doesn't have a moment to go out there and meet with the family. He doesn't have to go to the wake. He couldn't meet with the family. And yet he's getting wine-dined and pocket-lined and like jackals. And hyenas, they're going to be laughing tonight, partying, drinking champagne, while the Hamas crazies are outside. Think of it. Thank God for Nassau County. Thank God for Massapequa Park. They are our brothers and sisters in solidarity. I am so happy I went on the Long Island Railroad last night. I only wish all of our listeners could have been there. That's what our country is all about. Love of country. Love of family, love of police, and love of the American flag. Oh, what a great night for a great man, while our other politicians have forsaken all the police and our NYPD. Look in their eyes. I can look at they know they've lost because our politicians say, you got to live in the city to be effective. Yeah, well, what about Jonathan Diller and all the other cops who died in the line of duty? And they're all protected by cops, always protected by armed police officers who protect them. And they're not allowed to protect us. You know, they're all a bunch of disgraziados. It's a shanda. And if they go to that wake or they go to that funeral, I hope people give them the maluchia. the evil eye, because they all deserve it.